This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
Stu Peters of Red Voice Media takes over for the rest of the hour. Did a great job last Friday. I got compliments on the street, compliments in the office. Great talk show host. Was a big bounty hunter, but he's been drafted in the fight against the New World Order. And then you're going to have Drew Hernandez and Owen Schroyer with the War Room today, 3 p.m. And look, I want to get to all your calls. I respect you all. The problem is we got 20 phone lines. They get 28 on the board. I can't get to everybody, but I'm going to try. Lauren in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead. Tell us your idea today.
Okay, my take on this is we're concentrating too much on what they're doing and not enough on what we're doing. And I'm talking to patriots, Christians, and conservatives. Where are your children all day long? How did we get here? You couldn't have done what they've done in this society if you didn't have mass institutionalized brainwashing going on. And you can't do that when you have small community schools or local families, you know, working together. Catherine Austin Fitz, Solari.com. She said, loan to each other. You know, get together. Trade with each other. We need to make our own platforms. You got Mike Lindell in there now with the new TV. My daughters are signing up with you with Epic. This is how we do it. Why is our content still on YouTube so they can make money? Why are you still dealing with Twitter when they're telling you you're not allowed to talk? It's our own fault. So we can stop this. And the other
no,
thing
I totally
is,
agree. Everybody should use those platforms to direct everyone to the new platform now. I totally agree. The problem is, if you knew the infrastructure that went into starting a big multimedia system, they hit the software providers. They hit the hardware providers. They go through and find out who we buy equipment from. And then a year in, they go, sorry, we're not going to update your hardware. We go, but we have a contract. They go, F your contract. I mean, believe me, it's harder than it looks is all I'm saying.
3D me is the movement. We need to get back to touching the earth and touching each other and holding the baby and planting the plants and living real life instead of living our life on a computer. And real, can you please talk to a guy named Kelby Smith, hisadvocates.org. You've got to break those contracts. I live this life. I lived it without even breaking the contracts because as I speak to each sheriff or whoever, CPS, I say the truth and the truth does stand. But my point is, if we would, you know, the guy mentioned Al Adast. The reason that Al Adast case was dropped, it was a silver case, a colloidal silver case down there in Texas, because it was a drug law that they were using to prosecute. It said man and other animals. That's a 14th Amendment little c citizen chattel. That is not a man, a child of the living God, created by God.
Well,
guys,
I mean, I'll guarantee you, this new communist Chinese world ID they're trying to put us under is definitely that, the next level. Thank you, Lauren. Got to move quick to everybody on. CD in Vegas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, $1 billion for Alex to be president of the United States, pledged by CD.
CD, we love you. What's on your mind, brother?
Oh, yeah. Twisted mind, twisted people, twisted taste, twisted tongue, and twisted food. What's on my mind is this, Al. IRS and the government abuse of power have the power of tax to destroy. This is what's happening. Put me 10,000 IRS agents down on the border. Put me 5,000 at every airport and every person come through. We fingerprint it. We'll stop this tyranny real quick.
Well, that's a great point. If they could put the IRS agents on everybody, they'd have the border cleaned up real quick, wouldn't we?
Yes, sir. You better believe it. They clean us up, and they put us in courts that not even mandated by federal government.
That's a great point. So your point was, CD, I see it on the screen, Joe Biden, racism, hypocrisy. What's the hypocrisy? I think everything Biden does is a hypocrisy.
Yes, sir. And he's a fugitive. Don't forget the word fugitive, because everybody in Washington, D.C. is a fugitive right now. That's why they're surrounded. If you can protect them, fugitive. And you got fugitives in prison, they would be glad to go to Washington, D.C., and they would take it down. But not only that, Alex, we don't want to take down Washington, D.C. We just want to make sure that our property and our rights and our wages and our life and our family and our inheritance is protected.
CD, that's a great point. Call me again. I'm sorry to David, J.J., and Seth. Call me back tomorrow and go to the head of the line that our guest host is about to take over. But there's no doubt they know they stole the election. There's no doubt they know they're in trouble. There's no doubt they know they're blackmailed by the communist Chinese. This is a giant mess. And so we don't want violence. We want to just get the truth out. and then save this country. They want to trick us into violence. That's the only chance they got of winning, and that's not a chance at all. So a lot of key stuff coming up, ladies and gentlemen. War Room with Owen Schroyer in about 55 minutes. We've got the guest host, Stu Peters, straight ahead on the other side. Stay with us.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
VoiceMedia.com today looking for real truth in the absence of any integrity in reporting by today's media, finding a story about top news journalist Lester Holt now admitting the news media, quote, doesn't actually report the news. Lester, where have you been? Are you just now admitting what us honest, truth-seeking, real-life red pill people have known all along? I mean, I didn't see this in person, but according to the article that I don't have any problems believing, Lester Holt actually says, quote, I think it's become clear that fairness is overrated. The idea that we should always give two sides equal weight and merit does not reflect the world we find ourselves in. Hey, folks, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. My name is Stu Peters. Maybe Lester is on to something there. I mean, let's not be shocked, folks. We do the same thing over here. Don't we discredit the narrative of Lester Holt and his so-called major broadcast network over there at NBC? I mean, we know that they're hacks. We know it's almost comical to watch as these lying, drive-by, feminized, worthless cucks have nothing to talk about since the political assassination of President Donald Trump, since the coup d'etat by Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the radical progressive aiming at depopulation, killing off Christians and patriots, killing their own babies and injecting poison into every one of us to accomplish their goals. Has old Lester or any one of these neutered and demasculinized order takers, demasculinized, there it is, order takers, ever dared to question the installed regime about the push for this vaccination? What about the passports, the attack on the First Amendment, the tax hikes like nothing we've seen since the 1940s, the confiscation of guns, the transgender flag flying at the White House during Holy Week? This is a directed attack. Has Les, old Les over there, has he ever put on his makeup and sat down in front of Biden to ask any real questions? How about the rest of the media? I mean, other than hard-hitting stuff about favorite colors, flavors of ice cream, and how to get the dogs to stop defecating on the White House floor, has the media reported on the record increase of sex offenders crossing the border as confirmed by a Border Patrol agent? Now, we saw yesterday Project Veritas interviewed that agent, who claimed that leaked government documents show a record spike in sex offender encounters at the border. James O'Keefe, who was congratulated by President Trump recently, he released a video on Wednesday, Thursday, in which the agent explained that there's been an increase in sex offenders since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. The big distraction, the fear tactic used to take the attention away from a stolen election, which didn't work because we all know. The politicized flu being used to control us without any of us ever really questioning anything, which isn't working because we all know. The virus that virtually everyone who legitimately has it survives, over 99.8%, but they've tried to pull the wool over the eyes of unsuspecting Americans by lying about the infection rate, which isn't working because we all know. Not only arresting law-abiding citizens in the name of health and safety, but now taking our kids away from us if we resist muzzling ourselves with suffocating burkas, and in Florida, the open state, actually seizing a business. We'll get more into that as we'll talk to a man whose whole life has been turned upside down. He's been arrested 3 times. His wife has been arrested. The media, by the way, hasn't touched any of this. They've never broken a single law. It's coming up in just a little bit here on the Alex Jones Show at BandNest.tv and more as we continue to peel back the rind of protection meant to cover the fruit of truth as liberals desperately try to insert themselves, I think, between your eyes' retina and your brain as if to somehow disrupt a logical process of thought when you know what you're seeing and you know what you're hearing. We'll talk with this guy. Mike Carnevale is his name today as he's standing in the face of tyranny. He's fighting back. Really fighting isn't just a trending hashtag or cute saying anymore, people. We really need to take this seriously. Also, the most banned individual on the face of the planet, I don't think Alex Jones would even argue that Laura Loomer is even more banned than this network, this program, than that man. This is going on in Florida, folks, the open state. How are command staffs and law enforcement agencies getting away with this brown shirt-like attack on free citizens in America? How is the judiciary doing this in a state where Ron DeSantis has led the common sense charge, supported the Great Awakening? I want to talk to Loomer about that. She's running in the 21st District of Florida as a congressional candidate, and I hope she has answers. Again, folks, my name is Stu Peters here on the Alex Jones Show, the unafraid America First patriot who will never ignore a vetted whistleblower and will die on the hill of truth before I cave to any political pressure, banning, threats of removal, or deplatforming, and even the death threats, folks. You can always count on me, and you can find me at redvoicemedia.com to bring it real and raw. By the way, if you have a story that you think that I need to hear, send it over to me. Your message will always be secure and your anonymity will always be protected if you so wish. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to talk to that man in Florida who's been arrested 3 times. His wife has been arrested. The assault on Mike Carnevale has continued as corrupt judges and police command staffs have been allowed to violate the fundamental constitutional rights guaranteed to every American here in our supposedly free republic. Again, he's lost literally everything. The media will tell you nothing about it. They'll tell you that Mike Carnevale is dangerous, that you and I are dangerous, just like him. We believe in the America First way of thinking. Any one of us would die in a second before we would give up our freedom because we're patriots. And that won't be tolerated in this authoritarian transformation looking to castrate and neuter anyone with a voice of opposition against the radicals that are toppling our entire political system. This isn't about Democrats anymore because true Democrats don't really exist. Republicans either. Checks and balances are totally gone, and this once free country has fallen to stolen elections all over the place, not just in the presidency, but in Senate races, right on down to the state and local elections that were fraudulently schemed, no different than in other totalitarian ruled third world countries where dictatorships have gone unchecked for years. Take Venezuela, for instance. Using the same exact technology in that country to install leadership for decades, and we have it right here. These weak Republicans are running around the border right now, pretending that they recognize a crisis. Ladies and gentlemen, they spent years in control with the majority of power in our federal government and didn't do a damn thing. They carried the flag for President Trump in the wide open for the public to see. But behind closed doors, they were just as responsible for his political assassination as those that we want to point a finger at now. These fake phonies stood up in front of the entire country and certified a stolen election. They did that. And we're all just expected to move forward, just move away from the 2020 coup led by radical terrorists that have now infiltrated our government system. We've been warned about this, and those of us with a platform have spent decades warning you all about it. The distractions of civil war, like Alex was talking about, like his previous guest was talking about, coming up next in the war room with Owen Schroyer as well. This is baiting. This is exactly what they want us to do. The distractions of civil war and division, the distractions of transgenderism and acceptance, critical race theory and fun hashtags like systemic racism. It's meant for nothing more than to divide us, folks, because we all know it's a lie. We know and we understand that the United States of America is the greatest republic on the face of the planet. But the left doesn't want you to ever admit that. Instead, they want you to feel guilt and shame for being a white Christian or someone that stands for freedom and liberty. There's just no way around being subjected to that attack unless you admit that you're a racist, denounce your testosterone, or denounce your love of country. You're supposed to idly sit by while child pedophilia and sex trafficking of our kids is taking place right in front of our eyes. It's happening in Hollywood, but we still support them. And they're being protected by Washington, D.C. because of the inflation of bribery. Study up on that, the inflation of bribery. Look that up. They all have photographic evidence of one another participating in criminal activity and the most horrific activity you can imagine as it relates to our kids, the most precious gifts from God. They're not trying to hide it. They're not trying to roadblock. They're getting away with it because nobody has the testicular fortitude to name names and come forward with what they have. Folks, I'm talking to you. I'm begging you. If you have it, give it to me. I'll do it. I'll take that flag. I'll run that evidence all the way up that pole. I'll show the world, and I will die on that hill alone if need be. But I cannot sit by any longer while our kids are indoctrinated in school and told that they're somehow closely related to the devil because they're white, they believe in God, they love our country, they embrace freedom, they enjoy spending time with mommy and daddy, they prefer the opposite sex, and they don't want to wear a mask while they play sports or sit in a classroom where they're supposed to be objectively learning about our history, mathematics, science, and learning how to navigate a social environment, make friends, and enjoy the innocence of a childhood. This is all going on right here. And the assault isn't just limited to the classroom indoctrination. It's coming for you. It's coming for mainstream America. It's coming for the backbone of the United States economy. It's coming for the small business and anybody else who previously succeeded on their own without the hand of the government. We'll talk to one next.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I don't mind you coming here.
Stu Peters here on the Alex Jones Show, bandness.tv. You can find me, more of me, at redvoicemedia.com. It's kind of like Stu Peters TV over there. I was just talking about the assault on our kids, but it's not just limited to the classroom indoctrination that some in the media will dare to talk about, specifically, well, I guess just Alex and myself. But this is massive, well-thought-out, scientifically planned attack to choke out the alpha male and to get us out of the way for their final phase of this takeover. Just look around at everything crumbling. The things that we see, the stuff that has us standing in front of the mirror trying to convince ourselves that we aren't crazy, and how the normal, level-headed, critically thinking, sane adult is dealing with all of this nonsense. And now imagine being a child with absolutely no clue and trying to process, why are we locked down? Why can't we see our families? Where's grandma and grandpa, forced into oxygen-depriving muzzles and taught to resist my whiteness, become a traitor to the whites, and strive for the ultimate achievement as I'm pushed to this transformation into white abolitionists? They're actually teaching our kids right out in the wide open that whites should be abolished, removed, gone, taken away from the classroom, taken out of the workplace, sports teams, and the country. White people should be eradicated from the world completely, and until that goal is achieved, there will be hell to pay. You could pay for it by going to jail. You could pay for it with fines and sanctions. You could lose your business. Millions of dollars are being raked in by these criminal liars, like this Ibram Kendi. It's a man that grew up with both of his parents in the home. They're nicely retired now. They're ministers in their community. They have nice incomes. Kendi was able to go to private school for most of his life and then went to elite schools for a post-secondary education where he received multiple degrees, I think a couple of BS degrees and a master's degree. The guy is a professor at Boston College. He's married to a doctor. He's never struggled for a single day in his life. He's never wanted for anything, but he's a victim. He's been held back due to nothing other than the color of his skin, and he struggles to stay barely surviving or get by in the ghetto. All the fault of his former white classmates, the white people in our society, and white cops especially. White cops are probably what has oppressed him for his entire life, which is why he's a millionaire making regular appearances on big major broadcast networks as he enriches himself at the cost of real impoverished black lives in real struggling neighborhoods where real mothers are struggling to raise their kids due to the intentional failed liberal policies that have been carefully designed to keep them under the thumb of the government that they look up to for help on the first day of every month. And don't you dare vote for that Republican, because all of that will go away. And if you're struggling too much, let's hold your hand. We can go to that clinic where the taxpayers will fund the murder of your unborn child. We can't bring another one here. And by the way, don't have kids anymore. We're going to replace them with immigrants. We're at a point where I think the option of becoming two states really isn't that far-fetched. This has actually been talked about. And although I would have previously said this was total lunacy, I mean, let's think about what these two states might look like, and you can make the determination about where you would like to live. Here, on one hand, you would have a mask the rest of your life, okay? You would stay away from your family. You'd apologize for your whiteness or just rid of white people altogether. We discussed that. You'll always have a safe place to cry. The majority of what you work for will go to the government, right, so that they can develop programs and initiate things, and then those programs will in turn tell you what to think, where to shop, what to buy, what sports teams to support, when to take a knee, when you're allowed to go to the game, how many people you're allowed to gather with at any given time, what sex you're going to be. Don't forget that. Just because you were allowed the privilege to be born here into our state, that doesn't mean that just because you were born with a penis that you're able to keep it or stay a male. You will embrace these new hormones, We're going to inject you with them, and there's no need to call the police because, oh, they don't exist. The police have been defunded here. They're gone. But these social workers will help you. They'll help work out your differences, of which you should have none, because we have all the answers for you. Just refer to the notes there that we handed you during your education camp at Camp COVID. And these light bulbs that you'll install in your home, they were made from the earth, right? At the expense of everyone else here. And no need for a private sector job because everything is formed by the government, which protects you and your country with pregnant pilots flying in pink jets with vaccine bombs made from earth and sea-friendly recycled materials by immigrants in third world countries that, by the way, you will be supporting. I mean, come on. What does this really look like? Can we imagine a world like that? Of course not. Nobody wants to live like that. And anyone that tells you that they do is mentally castrated. They've already been owned by these people. Or they're just so damn stupid they can't embrace reality. Either way, they need a mental health evaluation. And we have to get back to the truth. We have to get back to understanding that we're going to be forced to take the helm, take control of these people, or they're going to continue to run us over. We're going to talk with Mike Carnevale now. He's been run over by these ideologues in Broward County, Florida, the open state. He's been arrested 3 times, but it didn't stop there. This is shocking, folks. Mike Carnevale, welcome to the Alex Jones Show here at BanThis.tv, and we appreciate you coming.
Thank you for having me.
You're in Broward County, Florida. You're a gym owner. You were shut down by the original mandates and restrictions. You decided that you were going to stay open. You have been arrested not once, not twice, but 3 times. Your wife has been arrested. You have never broken one single law. Take us through this.
So Broward County reopened with some bizarre guidelines, which I was following due to optics. But the more we seem to comply in corrupt Broward County, the further they went. When they mandated facial coverings during strenuous fitness activities, that's when I put my foot down and I said I will not be enforcing this. It's a manipulation of government and it's a travesty of public health.
So they were asking you to make the people inside of your gym wear masks while they were exerting themselves, while they were working out.
In the name of public health, it's really unbelievable. It's hard to believe, but this is what public health was in 2020 going into this year.
You're healthy, so we're going to make you cover up your face while you go and increase your heart rate and sprint and do cardio and lift weights. We're going to make you wear these masks that you can't breathe. So you decide that you're not going to enforce it. Next thing you know, the brown shirts are at your door. What happens?
So I filed a lawsuit with Anthony Sabatini against Broward County 24 hours later in direct retaliation to my civil lawsuit. Police were sent to my gym to close me down. Respectfully, I told them that I wouldn't be complying, and I left in handcuffs that day.
You said that you had a 7-hour standoff with these people. What do you mean by a standoff? What does that mean?
So it was an ongoing negotiation back and forth where I was telling them that I wasn't going to be closing under any circumstances, and they were of the mindset that they could convince me to close, and when they realized that it was coming to a head, that's when they pulled the plug on it and they took me out in handcuffs. It was an all-day affair, and it ended up with me leaving.
Then they come back a second time. They tell you that you have to remain closed for 24 hours. You closed for 24 hours. You go back to this place. You're open again. They come back a second time, and they arrest you. Then they come back a third time. Now, on the third time, where it gets really interesting, you had actually taken, you and your employees there, had taken the equipment from the inside of your gym, and you moved it outside, outdoors. You're outside now. And the police come by again, and now this time they arrest you and your wife. In about 20 seconds, take us through that.
So in an effort to be diplomatic, we pulled our equipment outside, and that's not good enough for the loony left. There's no negotiating with these people. There's no meeting them halfway. They won't stop until there's absolutely nothing left to our rights. They arrested me. They arrested my wife in one of the most grotesque, unconstitutional things you'll ever see in your life.
Yeah, and it doesn't stop there with your story, which is why I want to hold you over. I hope you have time to come back because I'm running up against a hard break here. Got to pay some bills. But Mike Carnevale, your entire life has been turned upside down, arrested not once, not twice, but 3 times. Your wife has been arrested. You've never had a previous criminal history. And the next step that they would take is going to shock you. Coming up next on the Alex Jones.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Himself with the truth. It is time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
This magic moment.
Hey, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. My name is Stu Peters, VanNess.tv. You can find more of Stu Peters at RedVoiceMedia.com. We're talking with Mike Carnevale. He was arrested not once, not twice, but three times. His wife was arrested, never previously had a criminal history. He embraces law enforcement. He supports and backs the blue. Never really broke any laws. But that's not where the assault stopped. Now, if you don't fall in line with the tyrannical left, if you don't fall in line with the regime, They're going to come after your pocketbooks. They're going to come after you in any way that you can. Our next guest is going to talk about that as well, Laura Loomer, who has been so banned. It's unbelievable. They've come after her pocketbooks. It's unprecedented the way that they have attacked Laura Loomer. But this is all, interestingly enough, going on in Florida, where the state is supposed to be open. Ron DeSantis has really pioneered and led the country, kind of giving an example of, look, we can do this. We can be open. Right. We can be working out. We can have the restaurants open. We can take these masks off. And when you look around at the rest of the country, as far as infection rates are concerned, and Florida being one of the most elderly populated states in the entire union, but yet we're not stepping over bodies like cordwood down there. People aren't just falling over dead. The narrative being more and more disproven every single day. But that didn't stop them from coming after you. And so when they threw you in jail the first time, they said, yeah, you're going to close your business for 24 hours. And they came back. They threw you in jail a second time. Now you're going to close it for 96 hours. And then they came back a third time and they told you you're going to close this thing down for a week. Now they have done the unthinkable. Mike Carnevale joining us back on the Alex Jones Show. Mike, tell us what they have done now.
So after they arrested me for the third time, that's when Governor Ron DeSantis put out his right to work order, and it was seemingly over. But the loony left in Broward County continues to push the envelope and skirt gray areas of the law and of executive orders. What they did was they filed a writ of possession using the landlord of my building to leverage me out of my business. Judge Natasha DePrimo, who was seen on a political flyer with Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, signed off on the writ of possession, leveraging me out of my life savings and everything I've ever worked for in my entire life.
Okay, so now in this, inside of the gym, presumably you have equipment that you own, or that you're leasing or something like that. What happens to every possession that's inside of there? Certainly you are allowed to go back and get that so that you can liquidate that and try to salvage some of your financial wherewithal.
So I had over $250,000 worth of equipment in that building that I own outright. I was not able to recover any of it, and I had the police called on me just trying to receive personal chattel from the property. And the whole thing is an absolute travesty. It's a real dystopian nightmare in corrupt Broward County.
Okay, so this Natasha DePrimo, you say that you found her on some sort of a political flyer with Debbie Wasserman Schultz. This was a what kind of a flyer was this? I mean, who is she aligning herself with? Are judges really allowed to do this? I mean, are they allowed to just be out there? I mean, they're elected representatives, but they can align politically out there on campaign ads?
Yeah, that's correct. The campaign laws that they violate in corrupt Broward County is just absolutely never ending. It was a Democratic flyer with judges, commissioners, and Congress people alike. And the whole thing is highly illegal top to bottom. The game is rigged in Broward.
Okay. We have covered Broward County. I know that Alex has covered Broward County as well. We talked with a woman there who had her child taken away from her. Her child was taken away from her in the name of health and safety as these tyrants took over, took control down there. That was Judge Dale C. Cohen, who then had to recuse himself after taking Melanie Michael Joseph's son from her in the name of health and safety. And this was because of a Facebook post where she had her mask off. She was outdoors, and this was pre-mandate time. So you touched on something interesting, Mike. You talked about the governor signing the Right to Work Act. What does that exactly mean?
So long story short, that order says that you cannot close or fine small business due to COVID restrictions. That's what it means.
Okay, so any restrictions that were violated, I'm reading here that previous violations or current violations would be forgiven. Any sanctions that were previously handed out would be forgiven. And then any business in the future that violates any of these previous restrictions that were then lifted by this right to work would not take place. Is that correct?
That is correct. But Broward County, they misinterpret these orders, and they misread them, and they interpret them however they care to please to do so, and that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing.
What's next for Mike Carnevale?
So I have a calendar call coming up on May 18th. They'll be selecting jurors and things of that nature down the line, and this is eventually going to trial. And if you continue to follow this story, go to MikeCarnevale.com to follow this story. We're going to see just how corrupt Broward County is. It's absolutely top to bottom.
Now, you've looked at jail time already. So you were jailed on three separate occasions here. Yeah, the first time you were brought there overnight. Now, I'm looking here, and it doesn't appear that you had been arraigned on any charges. It doesn't look like you've even had an appearance before the court. No omnibus hearing, no hearing to discuss these charges. So what actually have you been charged with?
Failure to comply with an emergency order is the official charge. It's similar to some type of hurricane disaster preparedness order. It's a total manipulation of government. There's nothing constitutional or legal about it, but it doesn't stop the loony left in Broward County from weaponizing the judicial system against me with it.
They had to look for a law, something that I'm speculating was put into act or enacted many, many years ago for a purpose completely different. Like you said, hurricane preparedness. Maybe you don't follow the evacuation mandate. Maybe you stay in place when you're not supposed to or don't when you are supposed to. And so this is what they've done. They had to dig really deep in the statute book to find something to charge you with. So on all three occasions that you went to jail, you still have yet to actually be in court to address these charges or face your accuser?
I just had my first court case last month on a Zoom call. I do not consent to a trial on a Zoom call. It is out of my hands at this point. And yeah, that's correct.
Have you sought legal representation? Has anybody had your back throughout any of this?
So attorney Corey Strolla in Palm Beach County is one of the only criminal defense attorneys who wanted to fight corrupt Broward County all the way to the end, which is in alignment with my values. I spoke to probably 9 other attorneys. They all wanted me to take the 10-day plea deal that Broward County was offering me. I will not be negotiating with the radical left, and I won't be taking a plea deal for the crime of me operating my small business.
So they're telling you, okay, this will all go away if you just do 10 days in jail. 10 days in jail for violating this emergency declaration is what they're saying. Is that right?
That's correct, Stu. They really want that headline. You know, jail owner, 10 days in jail. Business owner, 10 days in jail. They want that headline, and they're not going to get it. They're not going to get it from me.
Okay, so what is this 180 days, this 6 months in prison that you're supposedly looking at?
So the maximum penalty is 60 days in jail per violation. As you have discussed, I have been arrested 3 times now, so 60 times 3, that's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at 6 months in jail for not enforcing facial coverings during strenuous activities at the gym. This is a public health issue. This is a small business issue. And I want to thank everyone out there for understanding that I will be backing down under absolutely no circumstances.
Have you thought about running for office?
You know, I don't rule that out, but at this moment in time, we're going to just go one day at a time. Sometimes, Stu, I'm even 1 hour at a time over here. I'm trying to get through this criminal case, but I'm very open-minded.
All right. Where can people go? MikeCarnevale.com. Is that what you said?
Yeah, MikeCarnevale.com. You can read the story there. Any donation would be greatly appreciated. MikeCarnevale. We have the timeline there, videos of the arrest. It's some really jaw-dropping stuff.
It is. It's a horrific story. Mike Carnevale, thanks a lot for being here on the Alex Jones Show. We appreciate it. And best of luck to you. Yeah, for sure. We hope that, you know, people like Mike Carnevale are not alone, folks. And that's what makes this thing so scary. As I talked about before, this is not just something that they're doing at the whim. This is a very well thought out and orchestrated. You cannot underestimate these people. This is a very well thought out and orchestrated plan. They're first going to remove your ability to speak freely. They're going to silence you if you oppose them. If you do oppose them and you continue to speak, they're going to come for your freedom. They're going to take your liberty away from you. They're going to jail you. And if that doesn't silence you, they're going to come after your finances. They're going to make it completely impossible for you to have any type of life whatsoever outside of the control or complete subservience to the state. They tried to make an example out of Laura Loomer. She's running for Congress, and she's our next guest. Anyway, my name is Stu Peters, Red Voice Media, and this is the Alex Jones.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you you want if you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch? We can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And welcome back to the Alex Jones Show in the final segment here, final hour before we go to Owen Schroyer with the War Room. My name is Stu Peters, redvoicemedia.com. That's where you can find the unafraid truth that I report on every single day. Again, redvoicemedia.com. We appreciate, humbly appreciate all the traffic and the increase that we've seen over there. We really appreciate it, and we know that you do as well. Really hard to find real news, which is why you're here at BandThis.tv and why we're seeing you over at redvoicemedia.com. It's no surprise to me that people are hungry and thirsty for the truth. Laura Loomer, you know that name. You know that name because she is a congressional candidate. She's an America First candidate. She stands boldly on her own, too. Now she's been deplatformed. Even Alex Jones will agree. He's probably laughing as he's listening to this, but he'll probably agree that Laura Loomer has been more aggressively banned and was first banned prior to his prolific ban. But the aggressive deplatforming of journalist and congressional candidate Laura Loomer, as I'm reading in this article from right now, this is breaking, by big tech entities spreading throughout the corporate apparatus. YouTube recently removed Loomer's ability to make public posts on the Google-owned video streaming device. That's no surprise to us. But while she is used to being jerked around by tech monopolies, other corporations are beginning to join the trend. The financial system is starting to blacklist Loomer and other dissidents while the Republican establishment lines their pockets and looks the other way. Laura Loomer joins us now. Laura, what is going on here? Now you've been financially blacklisted and the establishment, again, running away, showing their weakness.
Yeah, well, Stu, thanks for having me. Look, it's just another one of those random coincidences, right, that just happened to affect conservatives, and it just happened to be the case when I was speaking in Tallahassee at the Florida State Capitol addressing grassroots activists and also a bunch of Florida lawmakers, including Governor DeSantis and Florida's Attorney General Ashley Moody, about the issue of tech censorship. Specifically in relation to Governor DeSantis's newly proposed tech legislation. And, you know, I've been very outspoken about the tech legislation here in Florida. I think it's a good first step to create flagship legislation for other states to follow, but it's imperfect, which is why I proposed amendments. And some of the amendments that I proposed, of course, were having it retroactively protect people like myself and Donald Trump, candidates who were previously banned prior to running for office. And then in the case of Donald Trump, if he decides to run in 2024. But another thing that I think needs to be amended is payment processors. It needs to include penalties for payment processors and financial institutions that debank or discriminate against and ban people. And in particular, I mentioned Stripe, which recently banned President Donald Trump. Moments after I gave my speech, the same exact day, it's almost as if they were listening to my speech, I was banned by Stripe. And this is extremely problematic, okay? Why is it? For those of you who don't know what Stripe is, it's a dominant payment processor, and it's also the payment processor that's used by a lot of conservative nonprofits and organizations, including the RNC and the GOP and the NRCC. And Stripe recently banned President Donald Trump. Why does this matter? Well, they just banned me as well. And I want to know, why is the GOP using a payment processor that is banning the leader of the Republican Party? I think that the Republican Party needs to put their foot down and say, we will absolutely not be using payment processors or companies that are in the business of deplatforming. And if WinRed is going to be using Stripe, well, then I think the party needs to switch over to maybe Anadot, right? Or some of these other sites that are not going to be using Stripe, because we can't be supporting processors like Stripe if they're going to be discriminating against conservatives. It's an abomination, and the GOP needs to start putting their money where their mouth is.
We're talking about the same group of people that completely walked away from President Donald J. Trump. You can't tell me, Laura, that this surprises you, especially not you.
Oh, come on. Yeah, I'm not surprised. Look, these are the same people that threw me under the bus when I ran for Congress in President Trump's home district, even though President Trump endorsed me and voted for me. I'm the only congressional candidate in the country that can say that Trump not only endorsed them, but also voted for them. And, you know, another story just came out today along the lines. I think it's the same story that you read. Not only are they not speaking up about the financial blacklisting, but also the telecommunication blacklisting. Here in Palm Beach County, where I'm running for Congress and where I live, Comcast has a monopoly. If you didn't know this, 90% of the people in Palm Beach County live in homeowners or condos associations, and there's a requirement, a contract, you could say, with these homeowners and condo associations that says that if you live in one of them, you have to have Comcast Xfinity. Well, my opponent, Lois Frankel, a radical obstructionist Democrat, is one of 32 members of Congress that own stock in Comcast. Not only did Comcast donate to her campaign, she owns stock. The president of Comcast was the first person to hold a multi-million-dollar fundraiser for Joe Biden. And as we know, Donald Trump has engaged in a feud with Comcast. He refers to them as Comcast. You look at Kevin McCarthy's FEC reports, well, his top donor in 2019 and 2020 was Comcast. And so this is a huge problem in the GOP, where they're campaigning against cancel culture and against big tech, but their FEC reports show that they're actually getting money from the same people who are deplatforming GOP candidates and America First firebrands like myself.
Yeah, we're going to have to be really careful about that, because this America First movement is really growing, and they're going to see that. They're going to suck on it like leeches. They're going to try to attract themselves to it and attach themselves to it. You know, we have Republicans in name only. You're going to have America First in name only. And they're fake. They're phony. And it's the same. They would be like Jared Kushner approved type candidates, I guess, is the way that I would put it.
Well, you know, know, look, you already have fake America First candidates that are running. They're just throwing America First up on their website, but they're not actually America First, right? But look, this is where people need to stop donating to the GOP. They need to stop donating to the RNC and only give their money to candidates directly, because there is no way for you to know if your money is going to your candidate of choice when you donate to WinRed or when you donate to the party. And to, just to give you a breakdown of the financials, and you can see what a scam this is, the NRCC, which is supposed to fund congressional candidates and Republicans running for office to take back the House, they raised over $200 million last election cycle, okay? The max donation that they could have given each candidate was $5,000. They had enough money to basically give each Republican running, nearly $500,000 if they really wanted to. They only gave 81 candidates $5,000. If you do the math, that's less than $500,000. Where the hell did the rest of the $199 million go? I would like to know. I think that there needs to be an audit. I think there needs to be an audit.
And people need to find out, and they need to name names, and these people need to be held accountable, because until they are, this is only going to continue. And until people are held accountable for these election frauds, the same thing is going to happen. And although I know that you receive a ton of support, it's going to be hard for you to prove that you've garnered that support if everything continues to get stolen away from you. And then again, at the ballot box, we're running out of time, but I want to touch on this because you originally joined me on Patriotically Correct over at Red Voice Media discussing a jihadist attack. And then, of course, it was not covered by the mainstream media. You covered it very well. You broke that news on my show. And then also we see an immigrant that gunned down four innocent people, well, six people, four of them dead, two of them injured, including a small child in Orange County. That guy is not being talked about in the mainstream media. We know why that is. And then today, helicopters landing on the east front of the Capitol. We've got reports of cops being shot. There's a knife-wielding guy. And why do you suppose, Laura Loomer, that this was not covered?
Probably because it has all of the classic signs of a vehicular jihadist attack, okay? Today is Good Friday. It's Easter weekend. It's also the end of Passover. This is a Judeo-Christian country. You have a car ramming an individual who is not white, okay? We have the story up at Loomer.com. He is not white. I have the screenshot, so they can't be screaming white supremacy, rams his car into a barricade during a Judeo-Christian high holiday weekend, and then takes a gun out and takes a knife out, kills a police officer. I mean, these are the same vehicular jihadi attack style and thematics that you see in places like Europe or even in New York City on Halloween of 2017, when you had an Islamic terrorist ram a car into a bike lane, and then he took a knife out and took a gun out and started shouting Allahu Akbar. And then during the press conference, one of the reporters asked, did he scream anything? And that's when they ended the press conference. And so, look, they're already calling him a lone wolf. The media is already saying that he was mentally ill, because they cannot say Islamic jihad. They cannot say vehicular jihad, right? Because that would be, ooh, Islamophobia, the great hoax of Islamophobia that exists in this country, because we're not allowed to speak truth about the real terror threat in this country. And it's not white supremacy. I'll tell you that. Not white supremacy.
Laura Loomer, you can find her at loomer2022.com. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it, dear.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
The jihadist attacks are nothing new here under the Obama administration times three. We had 8 years of this during President Obama. You can get used to a whole lot more of that over the next 4 years, as well as these mass shootings. And of course, if the suspect is not a white person, is not a conservative, is not a patriot, is not a Trump supporter, you're never going to see them in mainstream media. None of this is by coincidence. My name is Stu Peters. Find more from me at redvoicemedia.com, as well as Owen Schroyer coming up next with The War Room right here on Bandist.tv. Thanks a lot for having me here on The Alex Jones Show. Have a great weekend and happy Easter.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com.
I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.